Dropping out of high school may seem a rash, impulsive thing to do. True, that's what it might look like, but experts say that's not what's going on. Children, they say, don't simply wake up one morning and out of the blue declare they're done with school. They've been thinking about it for a while. Dropping out may be the way out of a toxic or abusive home life. It may be a response to peer pressure or the lack of a role model. Or maybe, just maybe, they don't have anyone who believes in them enough to make them believe in themselves. That's where the I'm a Star Foundation comes in.
We tell the children that they are smart, they are talented, and they are resilient.
That's former Duval County School Board member and I'm a Star founder, Betty Burney.
And when kids think that they're smart, when they know that they're resilient, that they can bounce back from anything, they're more apt to graduate.
Burney's organization doesn't just tell Midland High School students they're smart, talented, and resilient. It gives them opportunities to prove it to themselves. Take 14-year-old Raines High School student Larissa Houston.
I was just supposed to be riding to drop my cousin off, and when I went in, I was like, oh, it's a leadership program. It's going to benefit me in the long run.
That was 3 years ago.
I used to have an attitude problem, get in trouble a lot, and now I'm making A's and B's in my 3.5, and I haven't been in trouble since I got in this program.
Houston says one way I'm a Star helped her was by introducing her to different people and showing her that anything's possible.
Being in this program, I took a reporting class because I want to be an anchor or something. And we had an anchor from First Coast come, and she taught me things, and other people all around the world and city, they came and they were teaching us. And just something just clicks inside of me and be like, hey, I want to be better. I'm tired of doing the same old thing every day. Something has to change. Something has to give.
Talk about change. Houston went from wanting to be on television to wanting to go to the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine to become a pediatrician.
Because I wasn't the nicest person, but over time, I was like, hey, I really like helping people because I got a joy out of it. And I was like, I should help babies and other people because it's just only right.
Helping I'm a Star students learn to help others starts with teaching them to work together, says founder Betty Burney.
I've asked principals if they would send me 4 of their high flyers, people that they consider to be leaders. I've also asked them to send me 4 kids that if nobody was looking, they would kick them out of their schools because of either their behavior or grades or anything like that. And so they start branding themselves as a part of a group and as a part of a whole. And from there, they work on projects together.
Over the years, students have taken on everything from bullying and school violence to teen suicide, obesity, and now homelessness. There are nearly 2,000 homeless students attending Duval County Public Schools. This Saturday, says founder Betty Burney, I'm a Star students hope to raise both awareness and money by holding a telethon, a charity walk run, and a celebrity basketball game.
We're going to put all of that money together. We're going to give it to Dr. Vitti for him to give to his homeless students' office so that any resources that homeless students need, that office can provide for them.
Burney says starting this year, the I'm a Star program will be open to all interested students, not just those referred by a school principal. I'm Sid Hoskinson.